This is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Dave Ansell. We're taking your science questions and trying to answer them for you. So if you have any questions for us, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com. Connor's in Tillingham. Hi, Connor.
Oh, hello.
What would you like to know?
Yes, I'd like to know, actually, what's happening at a molecular level when a mirror is reflecting light? I've looked up some articles, but it doesn't explain what exactly is happening.
Okay, one way of looking at it is that most mirrors are made out of something which conducts, like a metal. And so when the a light is called an electromagnetic wave, that means that it has an electric field which is oscillating, vibrating. And so when this light hits this metal, because electric field will mean that the electrons, which are free to move inside a metal, will start to vibrate backwards and forwards. Now, if electrons are moving backwards and forwards, this means an electron which moves backwards and forwards will basically create a vibrating magnetic field. And that's how you create light in the first place, how you create another electromagnetic wave. And the way in which they're moving by the light hitting the metal will cause light to be emitted just in the opposite direction, so it will reflect off in the way you'd expect for light to reflect off a mirror. So basically, light comes in, causes electrons to move, which then re-radiate the light out again as the reflected light coming off again.
Oh, I see.